This morning, President Trump tweeted, quote, "After witnessing firsthand the horror and devastation caused by Hurricane Harvey, my heart goes out even more so to the great people of Texas." That was after Trump was criticized for not meeting with storm victims on his visit to Texas yesterday. On Fox News yesterday, former George W. Bush press secretary Ari Fleischer said Trump's response in Texas was lacking.
There was something missing from what President Trump said. I hope he will say it later today. But that's the empathy for the people who suffer. That, in my opinion, should have been the first thing he should have said, was that his heart goes out to those people in Houston who are going through this and that the government is here to help them to recover from this.
Let's bring in our political analyst, Karine Jean-Pierre, who is a Democratic strategist. Hi, Karine.
Hi there, Jeremy. Good
and day. Paris Denard, Republican strategist. Hi, Paris.
Hey, Jeremy.
And let me start with you right there. Do you agree with some of the criticism from Ari Fleischer and others that President Trump should have met with victims or should have shown more empathy on his visit?
I mean, listen, I think that it doesn't matter what this president does. I think there's always going to be detractors like never before. I think when you look at the nature of the trip, it was designed for the president to go down and tour what he did with the First Lady and several members of the cabinet, the operations center, to make sure to ensure the nation and the people there that are suffering, that the federal government is working in lockstep in collaboration with the local government to ensure that they get the necessary aid that they need. Look, when the president goes down, it's a big ordeal. This is why he could not go to certain areas that he actually wanted to go to, because he takes away resources for those very needed people that need it the most when they go down there. So I don't think that his response was inappropriate. And I think that the statement that he made at the fire station, which was impromptu, showed his empathy when he said, and I quote, "I just wanted to say we love you. You are special. We're here to take care of you. It's going well. And I want to thank you all for coming out. We're going to get back and get back to you and operating immediately. Thank you, everybody." I mean, I think that that shows his commitment to the crowd. And the fact that these people stood out there to show their appreciation to the president and the First Lady of the United States coming down to the area that's been affected by this horrific flood is also a testament to the people that were there, appreciated the president and the entire government going down. The vice president will be going down there as well.
Karine, I imagine you don't agree with that analysis, but tell us what you think. I mean, it was unusual because usually if you look back at some of the pictures that have come out of former presidents going to disaster zones, they're hugging victims and things like that.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, I worked on the Obama campaign in 2012 when, unfortunately, the hurricane that hit New Jersey and New York and the kind of like the tri-state area hit. And it was a different, certainly different photos came out of that. And I worked in the administration, the first 2 years of administration. So you know, and I know Paris has also worked in an administration for George W. Bush. So he has a sense of what all of this is supposed to look like. But Jerry, I want to go a little bit deeper here. So I think you know, Donald Trump needs to realize, like, this is not a one-day TV show, right? This is going to be a long, complicated process of rebuilding the fourth largest city in our country. And here's where I think is the real question. Can he have the focus to really bring the resources forward to look at this long term? And I say this because if you look at the Department of Homeland Security, if you look at FEMA, if you look at the Small Business Administration, which are the agencies that are going to be focusing on and leading the way on rebuilding the Gulf Coast area, they don't have the necessary staff that they need. And it's something that Donald Trump can't blame the Senate because he hasn't brought forth nominees, crucial, important nominees for key positions in those three administrations. And so that's a problem. Secondly, when you look at the budget that he put forth and to Congress a couple months ago, it gutted programs in FEMA. It gutted programs at DHS. It gutted programs at Small Business Administration. So here we're starting at a place where you have a president that doesn't seem to have the will or the desire to look at these things long term. And now he's heading to Missouri for a political event. So 24 hours, where are we now? He's back to doing political campaigning.
Well, I want to ask you about that, Paris, about whether it is too soon to start shifting the focus to tax reform or not. But on the issue of long term, there's also the issue of climate change. Now, we cannot tie any storm directly to climate change, but this is what the experts have been saying forever. We're going to have more and more powerful storms. Is it time for the country to have another conversation about that, especially just a few months after President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement?
I think it's time for tax reform. I think a lot of people are in need of it. A lot of small businesses want it. And I think it's going to be the catalyst to jumpstart the Make America Great Again plan to bring more jobs and to help these small businesses employ more people and put more money in their pockets. And so this isn't a political thing. This is something that is policy, and it's important. It was already pre-planned. And because of this horrific hurricane that happened, the president decided that it was important for him to go down there. And it's not his first time. I mean, this won't be his last trip. He's going down again this week. The vice president is going down there as well. And he was there with the federal government, and they already gave $10 million worth of aid through the Department of Labor. And so they understand the long-term benefits of it. And there's been universal praise for the new FEMA director that's been in there. And the coordination has been like never before. This president gets it. He understands it, and he understands the long haul. All of the cabinet understands it as well, and they don't want to mess this up. That's why he went down there once, and that's why they're going down there again, and that's why the vice president and other cabinet members are going to do so. But as it relates to climate change, look, you can have a conversation on climate change if you want to, but the people that are suffering in Houston want results. They want action, and that's what this administration is going to deliver and focus on.
But this is what we heard from Congressman Pete Olson, who we spoke with today, who said this is not the time to talk about climate change. But when is the time to talk about climate change, especially if it is leading to more powerful storms like this?
Well, there, like you said before, there is no direct correlation between climate change and Hurricane Harvey. And so you can have a greater conversation about climate change if you want to. But we should have conversations about disaster preparedness. We should have conversations about how governments should react in times of and having plans in place to help rescue senior citizens and help rescue children and animals, which are all affected by this hurricane. And what you do with businesses, we saw the largest refinery go under it. And that affects the economy as well. So that's the conversation I hope that this administration has with the local municipalities and the American people.
Well, as you listed off all of those things, I realize we are covering each one of those aspects of the story today. Corrine, your thoughts, though.
Look, a few weeks ago, Trump slashed flood protections just before Harvey hit, obviously, and that was going to set the standards for infrastructure, right? As it related to climate change, and so that was something really important. Like we said, we can't yet connect this, or it may not be connected to Harvey, but this is really important. Like stuff like this when we're talking about policy, like these are the policies that's going to be important for cities like Houston, the fourth largest cities, to know that when they're building infrastructure, can it be protected with flooding? And so this is the thing. He's slashing policies. He's not staffing up. He's cutting budgets. And it doesn't seem like he's here or he cares about the long term. He hasn't done any of those things to show that he cares about the long term. People are suffering. People are literally dying in Houston. And now we have Louisiana that was hit by flooding overnight. So this is the whole entire Gulf Coast, and this is really incredibly important. And he just hasn't, it's like, yes, a few trips to Texas, Louisiana, that's fine. I think he might go back down there on Saturday. That's something that needs to happen. But how is he truly, truly going to fix things and help his different agencies that I had just mentioned, DHS, SBA, and FEMA, how are they going to lead if they don't have the funding?
Paris, I want to ask you about another topic in the news in the last 24 hours. The Defense Secretary, James Mattis, is putting President Trump's transgender military ban on hold while he studies it. What do you make of that? That a military leader is saying, hang on, Mr. President, we're going to look into this first.
I think that the president has tremendous faith in Secretary Mattis and believes that he's going to do the right thing. And that's the appropriate thing for him to do as he heads up the Defense Department. He's going to say, while the study is going on, we're going to put a hold on it, let the study happen, and then do the implementation. It's a responsible thing to do. The president has an order that came out by the direction he wants to take the U.S. military. The Department of Defense is going to do the study and put a hold on it. That's what you want. You want to have responsible government, and that is what is happening. It's good coordination, and it's a responsible thing to do.
Do you think that there's a chance that after the study that they will decide not to ban transgender people serving in the military?
I think we have a president who believes in listening to the commanders on the ground, the generals in the field, and his cabinet secretary. So if there's a good case to be made that makes a lot of sense in terms of readiness, in terms of the cost, and in terms of the things that go into being prepared for the tremendous battles that we might have to face with the threats from North Korea and otherwise, I think the president will is open to changing his mind. But until that happens, he set the course and believes that it's the right thing to do. The study will commence and we'll see what happens.
Karine, we just have about 30 seconds left, but yep. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think the Mattis situation is very interesting. Basically, he went as close as possible to not obeying an order as legally allowed. Right. And good for him. Also shows how isolated Trump is, even from his own cabinet. I mean, we're talking about General Mattis here, who likes to follow the law and orders. Right. And I think for him to take that step, you know, says a lot.
That's Karine Jean-Pierre, Democratic strategist, and Paris Denard, Republican strategist. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Thank you so much, Jeremy.